tomorrow with Gary and then Scott's Bluff on Saturday, Coach. Another fantastic season. Wow. Another great group, 17-3. You played a very, very tough schedule, Coach, but another team you got to feel, hey, this is definitely a state tournament team again this year, isn't it?
Yeah, we think so. We think we got a lot of talent, and just got to keep playing well. I think we're starting to hit a little bit of a peak, and got to keep it rolling.
You've played, another great schedule with the Nebraska teams, the Wyoming teams, and playing the Kearneys and Scutts and the Benningtons and Crete, going all the way to their place, and of course the Ogallalas and Team Back West. So, boy, your kids have been battle tested for the most part, haven't they?
Yeah, when we put the schedule together, we wanted we wanted to be tested. We wanted to see teams across the state. Unfortunately, that means having to travel a bunch, but our kids get pretty used to being on a bus, staying in hotels, and those are tough places to play. Bennington was one of the tougher places we've probably ever played at. Crete, obviously, is a good basketball team, and they were able to beat us that day. Scott was a little neutral site, but that's still down in Crete. And, they're obviously the defending state champs, and they're really tough, and I thought our kids played their guts out that game. And we got to play Kearney. They got some studs, and we played really, really well as a team and defended really well, and we're able to come out with a win in that one.
You've played some tough schedules in the past, Coach, but this year it's from top to bottom. Is this the toughest one you've ever put together?
It's up there for sure. When you're factoring in the travel piece, it probably makes it, probably puts it up at the top. Usually we're playing the big Rapid City schools and big Cheyenne schools, but those weren't, there's not as much travel involved in those. And playing just the top Class B teams in the state, we felt we needed to play some of those teams just to understand where we fit in. And it can always get a little tough to figure out where you fit in when you're just playing out here in the West, so we knew we had to play those teams and see where we're at.
That Ogallala game at their place back in the 21st, I'm sure that place was jam-packed, overtime thriller. Tough one to lose, but I'm sure fans got their money's worth in that one, didn't they?
Yeah, that was a good high school basketball game. Ogallala's got a really good basketball team, and over the years they've been really good in the last, I don't know, 6-7 years. So they're used to winning, and our kids are used to winning, and it took a extra time period to figure it out, and they were able to make a few more plays than we did, and I think we learned some stuff from that game though, and it's going to make us better down the stretch.
Got some balanced scoring. Got a couple of guys in double figures. Nate Kelly doing his thing again as a junior, almost 16 points per game. Boy, he leads his team and leads that offense. Quarterback of that offense does a great job, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's our leader. He kind of gets everything rolling for us. I mean, he can score it. He finds open guys. He gets other guys open. He just kind of leads the charge with getting everybody to play hard. Wants to win. He's a winner. Makes winning plays, whether that's scoring for himself or making a defensive play or setting someone else up. And on top of that, he's just a great kid. Couldn't ask for a better kid in our program.
But you got a couple of other guys, and Riley Miniger, also Trey Boswell is a sophomore, is averaging double figures for you as well this year.
Yeah, Riley obviously came on a little bit last year for us, started as a sophomore, and kind of just kicked the door in, I guess. He came along a lot faster than we anticipated last year for us, and he's continued right on into it this year. Keeps improving as a player, adding some stuff to his game besides just shooting. Trey played a little bit for us last year, and he's grown and come along as a player just with his work ethic, and he's really been playing good the last few weeks for us, and I think that's a big key to us playing so well in the last few weeks.
Well, Coach, I'm sure you've got a little game film. Got North Platte on Friday, got Bison on Saturday, and a little game film of McCook, and probably we're thinking the first of two matchups. If the sub-district's going to be your place, we can win that, get another chance there in the sub-district title. So kind of like last year, could be the first of two matchups again.
Yeah, could be. Obviously, McCook's had a pretty good season. Sometimes up and down, but they got plenty of guys that can score it, and you know they're going to play hard and be physical. So, yeah, it could be the first of two. So we got to try to put a little doubt in their mind on this first one.